Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am here with Amy Cooper, who is the CEO of Rise. And welcome.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and you've had quite a few changes over the last year. I mean, you were here last year and doing something totally different.
It's great to be back.
Yeah.
Great to be fully Rise.
So bring us up to speed. What's going on?
Rise has just grown. I mean, okay. We've gotten to the point where we're over 8,000, almost 9,000 members. We just had our first international event last week in London, and the team's been growing to support the amount of programming that we're offering. And it just needed, it was time for someone.
Full-time CEO.
And I looked for someone for almost 2 years.
Really?
Thought I had the right person a couple times, and then eventually was like, I guess I'm plan B. So
there you go. Well, I mean, it's your organization, right? I mean, I can think of nobody better to fill the role than the person who created the organization.
It's just funny. I never thought that it was an option for me.
Right.
And it just made a lot of sense when I really thought about it with where my family's at. And
right.
I don't want to say it's taking a step back, but it's being able to be more intentional with my time.
Sure.
Instead of splitting my time and being able to focus more on my family and then give Rise what it really deserves, which right. It really needs somebody full time at the helm. So
Rise is it 10 years old this year?
So this is our 10th annual Rise Award,
okay.
But our birthday is April of 2017.
Okay.
So it'll be 9 years old next month.
Okay.
But also it is the 10th annual Rise Awards.
And you start, so how did Rise start? Right. I mean, back in 2017, you woke up one day and said, I'm going to start Rise. I mean, how did it start?
I was just a young professional trying to figure out where all the other young professionals were and trying to navigate having just gotten into insurance, trying to find my way. And I looked for something and there wasn't anything that existed at the time. So I was like, I'll just start something.
Right.
So it just started with a couple friends and word of mouth. Okay. And I decided to launch the group by announcing awards because I thought that we needed to where are the young professionals? We need to recognize rising stars in the industry. So when I announced that I was starting the group, I announced the Rise Awards. And
okay.
That first year was the top 10 rising insurance professionals.
Wow. And you've got now 8 or 9,000 members.
Yeah.
And you've got on your, I mean, you've got a board of kind of like the who's who of the insurance industry.
Yeah, a bunch of executives from all different types of insurance carriers and companies that have really helped me throughout the years. The board is made up of really awesome people. And I know a lot of people are from claims historically, because that's where my career started.
Sure.
But we also now have kind of added people from the broker side. We've added CEOs, COOs from different big insurance companies. So a lot of great support now.
Yeah, and you've gone across the pond. So how was the first? I hated to miss that meeting. We had a conflict, but it sounded like a great event. So how did it go?
It was awesome. We did a tour of Lloyd's. I think everyone who works at insurance should be able to do that. It was so cool to actually just see where it started, get a lot of the background of why we call an underwriter. And when you actually see the slips and you see the bell and you stand in the room and you're like, wow, this is, I now understand.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about how the whole, Lloyd's started, right? I mean, you're a couple people sitting around a bar in London in what, the 1600s, 1500s? I mean, it was, hey, we need to protect each other's ships.
Yeah, it's super cool. So we love being able to offer that to our members, to some of the students that were there too. And then our event afterwards at the Moniker. So overall, it was awesome. We had a great turnout. And I think a lot of people that came by were like very excited to hear about Rise because they said we really need this. So it was great to like have that reinforce that, yeah, they also have the same kind of challenges.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. So you're adding professionals from the UK now, I guess, or
Yeah, we actually have members in 12 different countries,
wow, that's
but
great.
we just haven't done in-person events up until this point. But we have an ambassador in Canada, so you'll see some stuff in Toronto coming up. We're
Oh, fun.
starting to spread our wings a little
That's,
bit.
I mean, that's great. You're
Yeah.
gonna have to buy a corporate jet soon.
I wish.
What do we have to look forward to at the Rise conference this year? I know there's some great leadership awards and
Yeah, so 10th annual Rise Awards. This year we have a 35 under 35. We have Mentor of the Year, Innovator of the Year. There's a Lead Award. There's an Impact Award. So tons of celebration. And I think the Leadership Summit itself is going to be next level. So for the awards, our keynote is Patrick Gallagher. And very excited to have him there and the whole backing of Gallagher. I also think it's going to be really exciting the amount of speakers that we bring in. They change every year. So sometimes people hear the Leadership Summit, it's not like, hey, I've already been. It's every year, it's different speakers, it's a different list of topics that we cover. And there's two tracks. So there's that rising professional track that's focused on you, and then there's and like your individual skills, and then there's the management track. Focused on leading teams. So anyone who comes is going to be able to find something for them.
I know we're super excited about doing it. I know that as we were putting our list of conferences together for the year, we're like, we've got to put Rise on there. And I think one of my colleagues was like, yeah, that's hands down the best conference we went to last year.
Oh,
And
I love to hear
I would
that.
second that. It's just such a great event. I mean, you guys do such a good job. And it just like it empowers like so many people in this industry. And I think like my youngest is an adjuster. I'm still trying to get him to join Rise. I don't know why he doesn't, but it's like you can see that they need direction, right? And it's different than like I think when I started. I mean, we sort of had direction because we were all in office, and it wasn't like a merry-go-round. I mean, there were people that were there for a long time, and you really learned a lot from the person sitting in the desk next to you. But right now you've got, especially going through COVID, much of it was remote learning. Like Jason, I mean, he was like, Dad, what do I do on this claim?
Yeah.
Like you're working out of your house. So I think what you do, the tracks you're putting together, the content, I mean, it's just so valuable and so much needed in the industry.
Yeah. I mean, one of the lessons from Lloyd's is, hey, it's all about relationships. And so I think that what Rise provides is a really amazing place for people to build those relationships, especially if you're not in an office, especially if you work remote, the opportunity to come together and meet people from all different sides of the industry. Get a more global view of what insurance is. Those are the people that you can call when you have a question, when you don't know what to do. And we just make this really amazing environment for people to be able to connect. It's no pressure. It's, people are open to meeting you and learning, and everyone's there with the same goal to better themselves. So when you come together with a common goal, it just makes it easier.
So it's all about relationships. I've heard that about doing business in the UK. I've heard that there are some differences than how they do business in the States. Did you pick up on any of that?
Well, specifically in the Lloyd's market, I mean, it's you got to walk up to somebody and talk to them. It's almost old school. So, hey, I want to get this risk covered. I'm going to go walk around if I'm a broker to different underwriters' desks and get different quotes, and I'm going to get to know those people, and they're going to get to know me and trust my expertise, and you're going to trust your expertise. I mean, it's very much a face-to-face relationship thing to actually get a deal done.
So how we did things 30 years ago in the States.
How we
I mean,
did things
50
30
years
years
ago in the
ago.
States. Wow, that's fascinating. So Rise is keeping you obviously busy. Between Rise and family. I mean, that's I
A
have
growing
to
team and a
yeah.
growing offering. I think the future is really bright. This year we expanded our committees. The amount of volunteers that we have really just driving initiatives forward is great. I love our new team members. They're
That's
doing
great.
fantastic. I think you'll see a difference in just the size is growing again this year at the
Yeah.
Leadership Summit. And I just think every year we're getting better. It's
I
hard
think
to raise the bar though, once you've done it a few
I know, but
times.
it's awesome. I mean, you're in such a good spot, and I mean, everyone's so proud of you. And looking forward to the conference, and
Thank you. We're looking forward to
always,
having you
yeah,
there.
and always, you know, thank you for coming on the show. And if people want to learn more about Rise, where do they go?
RiseProfessionals.com.
RiseProfessionals.com. All right, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.